RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
NFL No Huddle brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. And we'll just kind of run through a couple of these games over the course of the week. We might speed run some of these other ones. I don't know how much we'll talk about. Just Giants and Raiders was a big game. We'll get to that in a little bit.
Way to go.
Let's start back on Saturday, though. Texans take on the Chargers. A pretty big game in the AFC just in general. And the Texans, man, that defense just keeps rolling.
You don't want to see them. You don't want to see them, boys, man. That damn defense. And then you got a good enough quarterback that can win games for you in C.J. Stroud. Didn't have his best game. Couple turnovers. But I'm telling you, that damn defense, man, them dudes, they are a problem for any and every damn body. So I like Houston. I know they clinched the playoff spot, but you better watch them. The one that got mine, Abe, was the Baltimore Ravens and the Packers. And I understand DeMar was out. And Derrick Henry looked like Tennessee Derrick Henry, how they gave him the ball. You're going to have to do that Sunday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers for the NFC title.
Yeah.
That dude looked like Derrick Henry. That one stiff arm and the way he was running the football and the breakaway speed. And I thought, you know, Huntley played good, and he was able to run the football, was efficient. But my biggest takeaway from that, outside of was Malik Neighbors going to make some bread this offseason.
Malik Willis
is going to make some money.
I think I saw he was highest graded quarterback.
Malik going to make some money this offseason.
Does that surprise you?
No. I think that he has gifts and tools, but it had to, when he was coming out of draft, the one thing that he needed to do was sit and wait and play on a good team. And he was in Tennessee playing against with that slaw.
Can we talk about what Cam Ward's doing in Tennessee, by the way?
No. What is he doing?
He's pretty darn good, man.
Yeah, we'll see.
I know that team's not good.
We'll see.
He
has ability.
He's got some of that. If he could, again, you don't want to force your way out of a situation.
No, he's not going over. He's not going to. Now, I don't know. No, you were y'all last week. Now, he don't need to be in the front office sitting there. You don't need to be in the owner's office.
Oh, right. I saw that story.
Let me help pick the next coach. Yeah, you ain't got that much clout, young fella.
Not quite. The Bengals take care of business against the Cardinals, 37-14. Jamar Chase, 2 touchdowns. Chase Brown, 2 touchdowns. Pretty ugly affair in the AFC North. The Pittsburgh Steelers fall to the Cleveland Browns, 13-16. Not a great day for Shador, but a lot of the focus was on the other side of the ball. Myles Garrett chasing the sack record.
Yeah.
Had this to say about the way Aaron Rodgers and the offense of the Steelers were playing.
To an extent, I feel like they were more worried about keeping me away from Aaron than getting the win. And I think that's what came back to bite them. So, they'll have to fight it out with Baltimore next week. But I'm just proud of the guys for fighting and getting this win. That's the main thing, and I'm always going to keep it that.
Well, the one thing about I'll never doubt anything Myles Garrett says, because he is the freaking dude. And if Matt Stafford's number one for MVP, he should be number two, followed by Drake May, who was freaking amazing yesterday. But going back to what – I mean, the Cleveland game, I mean, you're Aaron was without his top two guys as far as receivers. He was out DK, obviously. I think Austin was out yesterday. I mean, I thought that it would have a more of a tight end-friendly game plan. But when you're dealing with a guy like Myles Garrett, you add so many resources to him that that usually costs you a guy out on pass routes and those things like that. But – you know, I think, you know, I really think this, and we'll probably, you know, as we get on with this show going on, like, when you look at Kevin Stefanski as a head coach, I think he's an outstanding head coach. That's much my opinion.
Okay.
If he doesn't get an opportunity, if you are a new head coach or a guy that's coming in to get a job, go try to find him and get him as your offensive coordinator. He's one of those guys. He's a guy that you want to go get. But, yeah, I kind of agree with what Miles was saying, because you look at it, there was always three guys to him. For guys to.
I was in the airport as this game was being played, and I still follow a lot of people from my days in Cleveland. There was a lot of that. There was a lot of Aaron Rodgers is more concerned about not being the guy who gets sacked for the record than winning this game.
Well, I mean, that's the thing about it. You could be concerned with that. Now, that's always a crazy thing. That's why I said I'm not going to question whether Myles Garrett is right or wrong, because he could be absolutely right. Because if you watch the game, that's exactly what he did. It's like, we're not going to let you break this sack record against us.
Right.
Well, again, I was on the team, and it was we talked about it that weekend, but it wasn't a big deal. Like, I was on the team when Bruce Smith got his 200th sack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was, and it was a bull crap play that he got the sack on, but it wasn't like we were giving him the sack.
Yeah,
but it was talked about, like, it wasn't like, oh, we can't let him get it. It was like, oh, he's up for this 200th sack, and that's basically what it was.
Yeah, boy. It'd be an easier argument to make in a different situation. The Steelers needed this game pretty badly.
That's the thing
about it. They could have clinched the AFC North.
They needed this game.
And now, as you referenced already, they're going against the Ravens with the playoffs on the line there. And that's going to be your Sunday night football game here in Week 18. Saints and Titans. Saints win 34-26. Tyler Shuck just continues to play very well.
All right, Bo, come here, Bo. Come on in here, Bo, real quick.
No, props. Chris Olave had a big game, too.
Come on in here, Bo. It's Tyler Shuck. The quarterback of the future for your Saints.
He is.
Okay.
I think so.
He's at least He's at least the quarterback that's going to allow this organization to not draft a quarterback with whatever pick they get in next year's draft. 8, 9, 10, 11, whatever it is.
Okay. All right. Just making sure, because I saw the end of that game, and to watch Cam Jordan. And I've been the biggest Cam Jordan fan. I like Cam. He's a funny – I like him. He almost ended the game with a damn sack, you know. And I don't know if he's coming back or anything like that, but I just thought – this man, and he's probably the most underrated pass rusher of his generation, in my opinion. This dude is on the way to the Hall of Fame. This dude was an amazing, and it still played really good at that oldest age. But I wanted to ask Bo, because I thought about this morning. Is Tyler Shuck, he's good enough right now for them not to draft a first-round quarterback?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
All right. All right.
Yeah, hey, shout out AT, Arthur Trish listens to this show. Plus, I talk to AT on a weekly basis about that situation and LSU, other stuff. Hey, man, he's more tapped in the NFL than I am, and he's got an ear to the ground in New Orleans as well. And, they're believers in this kid, man.
Yeah, okay. I think so. By the way, Cam Jordan got a $600,000 bonus after a replay assist overturned, changed a stat that
good
gave him sack there. So
get that bread.
Jacksonville and the Colts, and we're going to hear from Phillip Rivers in just a moment. The Jaguars win this 23-17. You talk about you don't want to see the Texans, and I understand that. They've won 8 in a row.
Right.
They're still trailing in the division because the Jaguars on their own have won 7 in a row.
Shout out.
Trevor Lawrence finally playing the way.
Hey, this is the best he's ever played. Shout out to Liam Cohen, because I don't agree how he went about it, talking about his son had a doctor's appointment and everything while they didn't call back to the Buccaneers and everything. But shout out for him for standing his ground on that damn snake Trent Baalke. And was like, I don't want to – y'all want to be my head coach? Fire this damn guy. And he was the head coach. They fired him, Trent Baalke. He got his guy in there. But you're right. Trevor Lawrence never played better. But
it's all anyone's expected of him is this.
Yes. But I'm so proud of my former teammate, Phillip. I saw he had his whole high school team up there yesterday. And for him to come back, I thought it was just amazing.
Well, I want to hear from Phillip, and then I'll let you respond to it. But, look, the Colts are they made a call after the injury to Daniel Jones to try and save the season. Yep. Ultimately,
another guy who might be out of a job. I love Shane Steichen. You know that. But again, offensive coordinator is one.
I thought the Phillip Rivers thing was worth it. I thought it was worth the chance. Riley Leonard wasn't going to win these games and lead you to the playoffs. Here's what Phillip Rivers said post game.
Well, I mean, if it is, and again, I'm going to be on board and supportive of whatever the organization, Shane, and however that decision is going to come to be. I'm sure I'll have some conversation. It won't just be a blindside Tuesday, conversation from him. And I'm going to be on board to do what's best for the guys. I mean, if this was the last one, I told you guys I wasn't going to have any regrets about coming back, and I don't. It's other than us not winning, right? Us not winning. It's been an absolute blast for 3 weeks. I wouldn't, if I go back and say, all right, now you know everything's going to happen, what are you going to do? I'd do it all again. It's been absolutely awesome. If it's the last one, it's the last one. I thought the last one was walking off the field in Buffalo, walking up that tunnel, and I was fine with that. And that one had tears those few days after it, and I was at peace with that being the last one. So certainly if it is, I got 3 bonus games that I never saw coming and couldn't be more thankful that I got the opportunity.
You know how I feel about that dude, man. Mm-hmm. And I've always, run, feel, and all those different things that he believes in and things like that. And he's still rocking that new Cheppy hat that, he's worn forever, And I thought, and I remember when he started saying that phrase. It was crazy when he started, because it's a Latin phrase of something with something. But I remember when he started saying, because we heard this from Abe. We used to go, that was the coolest thing about playing for San Diego, was the SEALs team trained out there.
Yeah.
And so one day we went out to, right before training camp, and we went out to their training grounds and everything, and we sat in with some of their commanders and everything, and they were talking, and they said that phrase, new champion. And I remember Phillip was, whenever Phillip, because Phillip would always call the team up, and it means to go on or something like that. I wish I could remember off the top of my head. But I remember Phillip would always say that phrase. And it was a phrase where everybody was like, yeah, all right. And he kept that phrase from that day. And that was in like 15, 20, whatever years ago. And for him to come back and go to and say, you know what, Phillip ain't going to never come back again. But at the same time, the 3 weeks that he had was a blast.
He didn't play poorly. That's the other thing here.
He wasn't bad.
They didn't miss the playoffs because they made a call for him, and it was a disaster. That's not what this was. And I think that was impressive as well. The Buccaneers and the Dolphins. Dolphins win 27-17.
Oh, my God. Your guy Quinn Ewers, baby.
I still got my dub that time.
You got Quinn Ewers, baby.
That Bengals game on that first day on the boat. I was watching. It's like, score one in the picks for Abe after Quinn Ewers. Bad loss for the Bucs.
Yes.
Still have an opportunity to make the playoffs. Need to beat the Panthers in Week 18. They would have the worst 9-game run in NFL history and still make the playoffs. I believe I read that today. They would finish with a win, by the way. They need a win just to get there.
They leak in oil.
2-7.
They leak in oil. Something's wrong with Baker. I think something physical wrong with Baker. They're leaking oil down there in Tampa, and it could be a situation where they might cost their damn coach a job because they're playing like straight trash. Shout out to Mike McDonald. I mean,
we talked about that one a little earlier.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To circle the wagons the way he's done, that's a big deal.
Big win for the Patriots. Drake May, 5 touchdowns.
Dude.
The Giants.
Dude.
Lose out on the number one pick.
Dude. This damn Drake May, man.
Yeah, man.
This dude here, man.
Yeah, he's the guy.
This dude got something going on, man.
Like, he's the next guy.
He got some stuff going about him. Bills, obviously, I wouldn't have went for two, but Josh Allen missed him.
Yeah.
Josh Allen missed him.
And Josh is banged up on his own.
Yeah,
you can tell that yesterday.
Yeah, Josh
too.
Missed him on the 2-point conversion. Last night game, San Francisco, what a great freaking game that was. Brock Purdy, Caleb Williams going back and forth. Mm. Love that game.
Brock Purdy did some old school backyard
Brock
stuff.
Brock Purdy was really good
he
yesterday.
He was nice.
I know we got all these players, these coaches of the year. Kyle Shanahan done a hell of a job, man.
They are so banged up on D.
Yes.
And to be able to win. And by the way, they won a bunch of games midseason with Mac Jones.
Yes.
And they're still right there in the discussion there in the NFC West and into the playoffs. All right, when we come back, we all are going to be joined by Bo Johnson, of course, back page with Bo. But also Ben Helmrath is going to join us as well, the Atlanta Drive team coordinator. Thrilling performance yesterday. We'll tell you about it on the other side. It's Abe in for Andy. It's the Midday Show, Andy and Randy, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. Rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.